I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back.
I'm Phil.
I'm Madison.
And I'm Steve. And this is Streaming Things. And as you guys will have noticed, I am being joined by two incredible hosts. Everyone knows Madison.
Hello.
Yay.
Or as we like to call her here, Dirty Vinny.
Yeah, Vinny, give me those butts.
Give me the butts.
Let me pinch those butts.
And we have Phil.
I have no opinion on butts.
None whatsoever?
None whatsoever?
Okay. Well, some of you may not have seen Phil. He was my co-host on the Star Trek Strange New Worlds coverage that we did before the strike.
R.I.P.
Unceremoniously R.I.P. ended that. R.I.P. Yeah. So I've been looking to get Phil back on the podcast for any reason because Phil is my best friend.
Hi.
Happy buddy.
Birthday.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. And if you're watching this, hopefully you're watching it on Spotify because I don't know how this will do on YouTube. But if you're watching this on Spotify, you'll see all of our birthday stuff because, guys, it's my birthday.
Your birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mr. Steve.
That was a sexy one.
There you go.
Ooh, that was a little whistle.
Good. That was whistly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got these like lip kazoos that Steve gave us.
Yeah.
So we're having fun.
They look
with them.
Very nice.
Yeah, so Kit Laser is not going to be here at all this week. He's out this week because he's got to take care of his beautiful, beautiful, sweet baby child. We hope he will be back soon because next week is his birthday. So hopefully we'll have something fun to do for his birthday.
Heck
his birthday
yeah.
is exactly a week after mine. So it's kind of funny how that lines up.
Happy future birthday, Kit.
But Kit Laser is away. And the mice will play.
Yeah.
That means this whole week, Streaming Things is under my control and it is my birthday. I'm turning 36. I do what I want. And what I wanted to do was have a quiz show.
Yeah.
A quiz show that I host.
Okay. And me and Phil are along for the ride.
Yeah,
we have no clue what is happening right now. We're at the mercy of Steve.
I'm a little bit scared.
A little bit.
A little bit scared? You think I would do something bad to you?
Yeah, like, do you want to play a game? Would you like to play a game?
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Would you like to play a game?
Perfect.
Funny, that's how he called me and asked me to do the show.
Oh,
hey, that voice. You want to do the show?
I was like, sure.
I would rather have that. Instead, he gave me that like, oh, yeah, voice.
Oh, you want to come over?
I hate it.
If you want to come over, give me a, oh, yeah.
I regret.
So give me an ooh yeah.
Oh yeah.
And that's how we got them all in.
Yeah. We're currently strapped to the table.
Yeah.
There's chains on our feet.
I can't get up. He's chained me to this chair.
Yeah.
It's kinky.
The real birthday stop. The real birthday party starts after the cameras turn off.
It's like, oh yeah, that's why you had all those receipts from Hustlers on your front, on your table.
We have to make this go as long as possible now because I'm afraid of what's going to happen after the cameras go off.
I'll be gentle.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, guys, I have spent almost nearly all of my free time this week constructing this quiz. And any of you listeners or viewers, if you remember the Stranger Things D&D trivia episode we did last year, this is a similar vein. There is no D&D campaign, but there are rounds of trivia that differ completely from one another.
Okay.
So what we have going on today for you guys is we have four rounds of trivia. Each round is composed of 10 questions, but there's slightly different rules to each individual round. And I will explain what those rules are to each round when we get to them. You have been given those lip kazoo things. They will be your buzzers.
Why do you squeak like that?
So whenever you think you know the answer, you will buzz in.
Whistle in.
You will whistle in. And honestly, and here's the thing. Be honest with me throughout the course of the show. Those things are a little hard to blow into. Okay. So if it gets old, do not hesitate to tell me and we will stop doing that.
All right. I'm just nervous I'm going to blow too hard. Ha ha. And it'll fall and hit the mic. Or I just blow it so hard and it just projectile hits you right in the face across the table.
Well, my girlfriend was over here last night and we were testing those out and she did that exact thing. She blew that thing so hard, wink, no, I'm kidding. No, she blew the kazoo so hard it literally did shoot across the kitchen table and hit a dog. So there is a danger to that.
We're in for an experience.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So as we play the game, if you will buzz in, give me an answer. If you are correct, you will hear this noise.
Nice job.
If you're incorrect, you will hear.
You suck.
I like that one. Yeah.
Do you remember what that's from? Yeah. Shao Kahn, baby.
That's good.
Yeah. So those are the cues. Do you guys have any questions at all before we dive into this trivia game?
Are there points?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's an important thing. Yes, there are points. But the points aren't so much like because there's 40 questions throughout the whole game, you're not being scored on 40 questions. It's whoever does best in a round gets what point.
Okay.
So when we play round one, if Madison does better than Phil, she will get a point.
How many rounds are there?
There are four rounds.
Ooh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
is there like a bonus round at the end or like a final?
Final Steve tell. Quiz. Final Jeopardy.
Final Jeopardy.
Okay, so there's a surprise at the end.
Maybe not even.
We'd
at
all
the
like
end.
To think so.
What if there's not? Just like, okay, that's it.
Okay, bye.
There is one other thing I should give you guys a heads up on. Each round comes with its own punishment. So the Stream Fiends in Discord, I solicited them for fun punishments to be done on the pod. So if the first round goes on and Madison does better, she will get a point. Phil will get a punishment for the next round.
Oh.
And the Fiends wrote in. They gave me suggestions as to what punishments could be. There were some really, really good ones. I had to curate them a bit because some of them was like, oh, that's a fun idea, but not. I don't know if we can necessarily
do that
in this space.
Yeah.
Okay.
It might be a little weird to do.
So the meat hooks you have hanging from the ceiling right now, is that part of it or?
So you guys ready to play?
Well,
no,
we have to against our will. Yeah. So.
Okay. All right. So let's get into it. Round one. Of Steve's birthday trivia. The rules of round one. There are 10 questions. They are based around poor Amazon movie reviews.
Okay.
So I am going to read to you a real Amazon movie review, and you have to buzz in and tell me what movie that review is referring to.
Okay.
Do you guys understand the rules?
Yeah.
I think so.
I'm sorry, just the visual of Phil with that lip thing in his mouth. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
You guys understand? You guys are ready?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right.
Wait, hold on. Are these like niche films or are these like pretty popular?
So I'm pretty sure all of you have seen most, if not all of these, okay, except for the last question. The last question is hard. And okay, I will be surprised if either of you actually get the last one.
Okay.
But for the most part, I know Phil has at least seen
most of these. I've seen. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you've seen at least most of them, or at least know enough about them.
Which movies are they?
I
just thought I would try.
You try.
Almost had me. Damn. All right. Well, let's start off with number one. Starting off pretty easy. This review is 1 out of 5 stars. Hunger isn't a game. I think that was Phil.
Hunger Games.
Nice job. Nice.
Good job, buddy. Yes, that is Hunger Games.
I almost intentionally blew it just for the sake of a laugh, but thought I should probably.
What was your laugh response?
My laugh response? Ha, yeah, ha, ha.
No, I mean, how were you going to blow it?
I don't know. Just say like E.T. or some shit.
Yeah, he needed all those Reese's Pieces. Yeah.
Oh,
Hunger's
no,
not a game, you guys. He needs real nutrition, okay?
I got to step it up. That was really easy. And my brain did not go there first. Okay. I don't know where it was going.
I feel like these are
going
to get like progressively harder, so.
Okay.
Yeah. They will. And to be fair, so here's the thing. So a lot of these, I think, are joke reviews. At least I hope they are. But there's a couple in here that I think are real life true. Like, I believe this, yeah, reviews.
Okay.
All right. You ready for number two? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a 1 star out of 5 review. Cost me my marriage. Terrifying. The very thought of toys coming alive when you aren't watching them. Phil? Or sorry, this is Madison?
Toy Story?
Nice job.
Good job.
Good job. The full review of that was.
Wait, which entry in the Toy Story?
The first one.
Okay.
Yeah, the first Toy Story. Yeah. I would be that pedantic to be like, I'm sorry, it's Toy Story 3, The Search for More Money. The full review is terrifying. The very thought of toys coming alive when you aren't watching gave me chills. Subsequently, I burned all of my kids' toys, which apparently made me a bad father. And my wife has left me and taken my kids away from me. Terrible movie. Ruined my life.
Wow.
So good job, Madison. So far, you guys are doing pretty well.
One for
evenly
one
matched. Yeah. Here we go. This next one is a little bit of a rule bender, okay? These are 2 reviews. One is a 5-star review. One is a 1-star review. But the review is the exact same.
Mm.
All right?
Okay.
And the review is Jar Jar.
Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace.
Nice job.
Way to go.
It could have been Attack of the Clones, though.
Or Revenge of the Sith. He's also in that one.
Yeah.
True.
But I think if you're gonna hate on a Star Wars movie for the mere existence of Jar Jar Binks, it would be
a Phantom Menace.
Yeah. All right. Number 4. Here we go. This is a 1-star review out of 5. And the review is, there is almost no blood in this movie. Mm-hmm. Phil, that was a very unconfident whistle.
Saw?
You were shocked.
Nope, it was not Saw. Madison, would you like to take a crack at it? There are no punishments for trying to steal, like in Jeopardy.
There is no blood in this movie?
Yeah, there was almost no blood in this movie. That is the review. 1 out of 5 stars.
The Shining?
You suck.
I'm sorry, guys. The movie that they're reviewing is There Will Be Blood.
Oh. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
I almost put, there was That's another review that was very similar to that one that was like the same joke where it was like, there are no wolves in this movie. And it was for The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
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 All right.
Pretty good.
Here we go. Next question. This is a 2-star out of 5 review. So not like terrible, but I mean, 2 stars. It's not
they
great.
They liked it a little bit.
Not the kids movie with clay sheep. Absolutely horrified. I thought it was a claymation movie with lambs. I got it confused with.
Yeah.
It's bad that both of ours sound exactly the same.
Yeah.
Silence of the Lambs.
Nice job.
Whoa, nice. Way to go, buddy.
Why was I thinking of. Oh, you said lambs?
Well, he said sheep.
Sheep.
Yeah. Well, there's the movie with clay sheep. I thought it was a claymation movie with lambs. I got it confused with Shaun the Sheep. My 3-year-old hasn't said anything since watching this.
Why was I picturing the claymation sheep movie?
Shaun the Sheep?
Maybe. Is that like...
No, there was like the Aardman studio, right? Didn't they do like a sheep movie once?
Yeah, I think they're Shaun the Sheep.
Wallace and Gromit?
That's what it was. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Yeah,
it's the same. I think Shaun the Sheep is that movie that you're thinking of.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I think. But yeah, it's that style. Yeah, man, Phil, you're doing really well.
I know. I'm shit. I'm doing awful.
I'm sure. No, Madison, you is good. Do we want to nix the whistles since they're?
Might be easier for you.
Okay, maybe. Yeah, because I hear a whistle and like I automatically just assume it's Phil because he makes a motion, and I feel like that's unfair to Madison.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. So no more whistles.
Did we just say buzz buzz or?
Yeah. Give me like what's your buzz buzz?
Buzz buzz.
Madison.
Boing.
I like boing.
Can I change mine to boing boing?
No.
Oh, damn it.
No. Don't steal Madison's thunder.
All right.
Okay. Next question. This is another 2 out of 5-star review. The review is, what happened to the pterodactyl that flew away?
Boing. Or sorry. Buzz buzz.
Phil,
Jurassic Park 3?
You fuck.
I'm sorry, it's not Jurassic Park 3.
Jurassic Park 2?
You're going to have to buzz in.
Oh, bling.
Yes, Madison.
Jurassic Park 2?
Jurassic Park 2?
Just.
You fuck.
I'm sorry, it is Jurassic World.
Oh.
Jurassic World.
There was a pterodactyl in Jurassic Park 3, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay,
all right.
Well, I thought you were doing like. The two as in like it's the sequel.
So the person that wrote the review, what happened to he like spelled T-W-O.
Oh,
what happened to the pterodactyl that flew away? T-E-R-A-D-A-C-T-O-O-R.
Pretty good.
Okay, moving right along. This review also I'm gonna give you a heads up. This review also features poor spelling, and I will read it phonetically.
Okay.
So if there's a word in there that sounds wrong, it is.
Okay.
This is a 1 out of 5-star review. Traumatized me. Switching from a system of expoliting children's screams to expoliting children's laughter does not make you good guys. You are still exploiting children labor. Ethical capitalism does not exist. So what movie? So the hint there... And I know it's kind of hard because the key word is exploiting. Yeah. So what movie has a system of exploiting children's screams, but by the end of the movie, they're exploiting children's laughter? Madison.
Monsters, Inc.
Nice job.
But really quick, to be funny, I was going to say Tom Allen, Santa Claus.
Tim Allen, Santa Claus?
Tim Allen, yeah.
That was really good. I had no idea on that one. So good to...
Thank you.
Yeah, good pull on that one.
Ethical capitalism doesn't exist, guys.
Yes.
Okay. This is the 9th question, right?
All right.
Of this round. I threw this one in specifically for Chris. So Kit. Kit, if you're listening, this one's for you, buddy. 1 out of 5 stars. You never see the fish's dick. I wish I could give this thing 0 stars.
Buzz, buzz. Shape of Water?
Nice.
Phil coming in hot. This review is amazing. It says you don't see the fish's dick, not once. How is such a thing possible? Let's make Jurassic Park, but not show the dinosaurs. Let's make aliens with no xenomorphs. How about Titanic with 0 boat? This is a movie about a lady having sex with a fish who has a fish penis, and the fact that you never get to lay eyes upon his aquatic member is an embarrassment to everyone involved. Best picture my ass. Oh man.
My review of Shape of Water is not that crazy, but I am not a fan of that film.
Mm.
Didn't it win Best Picture?
It did.
It was it's a very hot take of mine.
Is there a director's cut with the fish dick?
I'm sure Guillermo del Toro like has graphic depictions of that dick in his journal.
In the bank.
You think it was like a practical dick or a CGI dick?
Oh, I think it was practical.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he was wearing a practical fishman suit.
So like Doug Jones, it was Doug Jones, right?
Oh, 100%.
You think Doug Jones had one and they like cut it out?
Like they cut off his dick?
Is that like they cut out the scene with it.
They put a hole so it's like in the costume.
No, I'm saying they made it, but they cut the scene out with the dick.
Oh yeah, yeah, for okay, sure. Okay. It's just him like hanging trowel, like yeah, just walking around, flopping around on set, you know? Okay, so I did skip a question, so we're going back in time.
Okay.
Next question is a 1 out of 5 star review. Are you ready? Madison, if you get this right, you're still in the running.
I know. All right, you're ready? I need to get this right.
1 out of 5 stars. This could never happen. Oh, yeah. A boat this big could really sink. Buzz. I think that was Madison.
Go ahead.
Titanic.
Nice job. Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
I love that a guy has clearly never read a history book. It's so funny.
All right. Are you ready for the final question in this round?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. The final question. And I will be honestly so proud of both of you, either of you, if you get this correct. Okay.
Okay.
There's not a snowball's chance in hell that Phil has seen this.
Okay. Well,
Madison, I think, is the only one in this room other than me who okay, might have seen this.
Okay.
All right.
Watch me not get it.
I mean, honestly, it's a review. I kept this review because it's honestly really fucking funny, but there's like no context clues really for what the movie is. All right. Okay. So, all right, here we go. It's a 1 out of 5 star review.
Buzz, Tenet.
You there you suck.
Go. No, Andy. The review is, if I wanted to spend 2 hours watching a man who refuses to evolve, I would just have lunch with the father of my children.
Ooh. Spicy.
Boing.
Madison.
Barbie.
You suck.
I'm sorry. I don't know why that it came is not up. Barbie. It Should is Manchester keep... by the Sea.
Oh, I wouldn't have got that.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just love that review. I think that's fucking good. Hilarious.
That's good.
All right. So the first round goes to Phil.
Yay.
Yay. Good job, bud.
Phil.
Good job. Bones.
Thanks. Bones.
There you
go. And as
oh, no.
So. Madison, we come to our first punishment of the game.
Oh, man.
Are you ready?
I have to be, I guess.
Again, these punishments were suggested by the stream fiends themselves. And the first punishment that you shall receive, only for the next round, though, I will say.
Okay.
Talk like Pippin the dog the entire round.
Pippin the dog.
Pippin the dog.
Hello. Okay. Okay. Wait.
Now, if you give me an answer and you're not in Pippin the dog voice, I will not give it to
okay,
you.
Okay.
You have to talk. You have to commit to the bit. You have to be a sweet, adorable wiener dog, Pippin.
Speaking of which,
Pippin, he's trying to climb Pippin up on my the lap. Dog. Okay. This is going to be really hard. Oh, no. I just have to sound like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Help is on the way,
Help
dear.
Is on the way, dear.
Okay. So this next round is a lot of fun. This is a music round.
Uh-oh.
Guys, I was born in 1987, the year of our Lord. Mm. I'm about to have completed a circle 36 times around the sun, right? Mm-hmm. So this music round, the way I did it was I went to... So here's the goal for you guys. Mm. The goal for you is you get a point for telling me the title of the song. You get a point for telling me the artist of the song, and you can get a point for telling me what year that song came out. And so you get there's a potential of getting 3 points for each question, right?
Okay.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
Here's the day.
Okay.
It's going to be amazing.
I love this already. Here's the thing. So say Phil buzzes in and he knows like, oh, I know the title of that song. He can buzz in and say, I know the title, nothing else. But if Madison buzzes in and knows more than you, she gets the point. So if you come in, you got to come in with your best guess.
Okay.
Ooh. Your best chance, because there's a way that the other person could outshine you. There's a chance
I could take the point away. This is going to be.
Okay. So question, if I get the artist right and mm-hmm. the title right, but mm-hmm. I get the year wrong, is it all lost or do I get 2 points?
No, I'll still give you 2 points if okay. Madison can't do better.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I will not tell you what the year is ever.
Okay.
Okay. Because to try to pare this down for you guys, because there's a lot of years, right? Sure, there's a lot of music. Okay.
Is there a lot of years?
A lot of years. There's, at least 2023 of them.
A lot of years.
What was that?
A lot of years. I'm just not going to talk this entire round.
Come on, Madison. Come you on. Can give a talk.
I know. This is just going to be really hard for me.
Oh, man. I love this so much. Okay. But here, so to make things a little bit easier for you guys on the year, all of these songs are from either they're from 1987 through 1996. So the first 10 years of my life. Okay. So what? How I picked these songs is I went to Spotify and just said top Spotify. Whatever songs. Top whatever songs of enter year, right? And then I went through the playlist and then I stopped on the first song that I was like, oh, I like that. Okay. So that's the math that went into this.
Okay.
So let's do you want to do, so we're going to do an example round, all right? So this round isn't worth anything.
Okay.
We just want to get into the vibe of it. Okay. Right. So here is the example question. That was Madison.
Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick S. No. Rick. Shit. I can't remember. I can't remember their name.
Phil, can you do better? I know you buzzed in.
Yes. It's Rick Astley.
Yeah.
With Never Gonna Give You Up.
Yeah.
And that was in 1988.
You got two of those right.
Okay, good.
So yep. You get to, so 1987.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah. Close. And these tracks play for 15 seconds. So if you want to listen, you get 15 seconds of okay. listening. Okay. Right. Are you guys ready to play for realsies?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Please.
All right. Here comes your very first one.
Boing.
Madison.
Beastie Boys. No Sleep Till Brooklyn from, oh, you said the year, not the album?
The year. Do you know the album? If you know the album, I'll give it to you. Because that's impressive.
I think the album is Fight for Your Right.
You know, I said that, but I don't have that information.
I knew that was going to happen.
And then the year is 92. This is so bad. I'm not doing the voice justice.
What did you say the album was?
Fight for Your Right.
Fight for Your Right.
Okay, so no.
Oh, okay.
Phil, can you do better than that?
No.
Okay, so I will give my Madison
guess would be hers.
The 2 points. The license is the album was Licensed to Ill. Mm. And Spotify had this under 1987. But when I did, like, when I made this list, I was like, I should double check some of these. I went back and it's like the song actually released in 86, but I was going to give you a point if you said 87 because it was charting in 87. So Phil, or no, Madison gets 2 points.
I did get 2 points for the first one.
That's right.
Good Lord.
I'm really bad at this. I got a lot on my plate, okay? It's my birthday.
Well, wait, did you just erase my 2 points?
Yeah.
She got points.
I just
for
got points.
Beastie Boys, though.
Oh wait, hold on.
But you got. Oh wait,
that was the practice.
You
round.
You are confusing me.
Hold on. This was the first round.
That was the first round.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Sorry.
Okay. I had to
coming
go in my real
like,
voice.
You piece of shit. I'm sorry. You piece of shit. Give me my points.
I was just making
give
sure.
Give me my points.
So you Madison has 2 points.
Pippin over here.
Yeah, Pippin. Sorry, Pippin the dog.
I really need to win this round. I can't be doing this voice much longer.
No, you can't.
Well, you wouldn't do it next round either. It's okay, it's just for this round.
Okay.
All right, you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Big boing.
Madison.
What's up? Like Four Non Blondes.
Buzz.
Do you have the year?
'94.
Phil, can you do better than that?
Yes. It's What's Going On by Four Non Blondes. And that was in 1990.
Madison is correct. It is What's Up by Four Non Blondes.
Oh, no! I thought it was What's Going On.
The year is 1993.
Oh.
Damn. All right.
What did I say, '94?
Yeah, you're slightly off. This is my favorite. Oh my god. Okay, so next song coming up. Here we go.
Boing.
Madison.
Genuine. Pony. 92.
So can you do better?
No, she got it.
Madison gets 2 points. It is Pony. It is Genuine. Came out in 1996.
Good job.
Thank you. I like how I'm not consistent at all with this voice. I like
you like dip into like Harry Potter I sometimes, know. Well, and it's great.
Well, the only time I can go into Pippin is like Pippin the dog, but yeah. I don't want to say that every time I speak.
Oh, I would. Right. You could. I would be okay with that if you said Pippin the dog
Pippin
every
the
time.
Dog.
Pippin the dog really loves Genuine.
Genuine pony.
I love pony.
Ride it, my pony.
My saddles.
All right, next song. Are you ready?
Ready. Outside
the dawn is breaking. Boing.
Madison.
Queen. Show must go on.
Do you know a year?
88.
All right, Phil.
She's got it. I can't do better.
You got 2 points for that, Madison. It is Queen, Show Must Go On, 1991.
Okay.
Sadly, it's a song for
you.
Freddie
really
Mercury.
Hustled me in the first practice round there. That was so. This is good.
She's like, oh, Rick, I don't know.
I was second guessing because I was going to say Astley, but never mind.
You did say Rick Ass.
I know.
Wait, no.
And I was like, oh, man.
I know.
His last name can't possibly be Ass. I love Show Must Go On. That's sadly, Freddie Mercury never got to perform that live.
Yeah.
So sad. Yeah.
The show ended before it went on.
It sure did. Okay, next song.
Boy.
Madison.
No Doubt. No Doubt. I'm going to say 92.
That sounds like a doubt.
Do you know the song title?
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Okay. Phil, can you do better than that?
No.
No? Not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. Madison gets 1 point. It is No Doubt. The song title is Sunday Morning.
Oh.
The year was 1995. The year of our Lord.
Lord, Lord, Lord. I thought 1987 was the year of our Lord.
Well, I'm saying Lord with an E, like mm-hmm. the performer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lord.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yep. Two different Lords.
What album is that from? Isn't it Sunrise Kingdom? No.
Not Possum Kingdom. That's a band. It's the one where she's in the red dress.
I know.
Standing
I'm
there.
I'm trying to picture. I'm trying to picture it.
I just typed Sunday Morning in Google and it was like, that's not what I want.
The CBS that's also, show?
Yeah, the that's CBS also, show. Tragic Kingdom. That's what I'm saying.
Tragic Kingdom.
Yeah.
Tragic Kingdom.
How many rounds are left?
Oh, sure. Love Gwen Stefani.
We're getting through it. We're getting through it. You're like halfway through it.
Okay.
I mean, at some point, there's
five more songs.
Literally no points that I could get that could achieve. Like,
there's
win
five
this,
more songs.
So.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we're just halfway through it, man.
Okay.
You ready for the next one?
Yes.
They're getting progressively harder. Here we go.
Boing.
Madison.
Fleetwood Mac. Everywhere. '87.
Oh, you got all three.
Yeah, let's go.
Way to go.
I could do better.
You can do. Whoa, you can do better.
Hold on.
No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, how could you possibly
got the album name?
So I got the album name. I know the record producer. I know who did the cover art for the album. Greg. Greg, get
no,
in here.
Here's Pippin the dog.
Pippin the dog.
All right, next question. Here we are.
Boing.
What?
Oh, Madison snuck in there.
She's got the look. Banorama? That's not right.
Panorama. You slipped out of Pippin there for a second.
I know. 91.
Buzz.
Phil.
She's got the look. 87.
Do you have an artist?
No.
Okay, well.
Panorama.
No one gets any points for that round.
Damn it.
The song title is The Look.
Said The Look.
You said She's Got The Look.
Yeah, but I still said The Look.
That's a different title. Yeah, well. That's a different title. Maybe you've said She's Got quote, The Look, end quote. Like, I would have accepted that.
All right,
Who's the artist?
Roxette.
I would not have gotten that.
Came out in 1988. Mm. All right, this next song is a personal favorite of mine. I love this song. Here we go. Oh, I'm getting blank stares. No one knows this song? This is a great song.
Is it the Pixies? No.
No, it's not
the
Pixies.
That's not right.
No, I would know it if it was the Pixies.
Spoiler alert, there's no Pixies in here. No. I'm sorry, buddy. Oh, okay. They didn't chart in any of the years.
Yeah.
Can you give me a hint? Give us a hint.
Okay, I will give you a hint. The song title is in the clip.
Really couldn't discern what the lyrics were, so. No idea what they say. Buzz?
Phil.
That's
not it.
Okay, well, that's what they said.
Is this another no one that gets a point?
I don't know the answer.
It's Cool Thing.
Oh.
By Sonic Youth.
Okay.
In 1990.
There you go.
Would not have gotten that.
I love that song. Just an absolute indictment against LL Cool J.
Ooh.
You need to release this Spotify playlist.
Oh, that's a good idea, actually. That's actually not a bad idea. Okay, we come to our penultimate song.
All right.
Thank God.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Buzz.
Phil.
It's The Cure. Friday, I'm in Love, 1990.
Madison, can you do better?
No.
It is Friday, I'm in Love, The Cure, 1992.
Oh,
but you're on the board with 2 points, my guy.
Finally.
You're there. And okay, well, that comes to our last question in the music trivia round.
I thought you said that was the last one.
I said penultimate, second to last.
Yep, you're right.
You got me excited.
I put this,
now the voice is actually coming through, and now I have to stop.
It's just when you finally get it working.
I know.
Actually, my punishment is to listen to you do this for another round, so...
All right, so this last song I put on here specifically for Phil, so I'm sorry, Madison, you're at a disadvantage here.
It's fine, you've won this round.
Okay. Here we go. This is the rhythm.
The night. Oh yeah, the rhythm of the night.
Oh my God, I'm totally blanking on her name, but it's Rhythm of the Night. Oh my God. As soon as you say it, I'll be like, of course.
Yeah.
I have no idea what year, but it sounds like early 90s. So 91.
Okay. Madison, do you think you can do better?
Rhythm of the Night. 1992.
God damn it. If she gets this, I'm going to be pissed.
Phil gets the point. No. It was Rhythm of the Night by Corona.
Corona! Of course!
1993.
Oh!
Why? So, just for the listeners, this is a song that Phil and I used to, like, jokingly just send, like, just that clip of, this is the rhythm of the night! Like, we would just send that to each other.
Yeah.
Was that, what was the genesis
Grand Theft
of this?
Auto 4.
That's right. Yeah.
Because it would play on the radio in the car. And for some reason, whenever we would play online, that song always played on the radio.
And then we would just have like widespread citywide destruction set to the song.
But also, it's a bop. So it is we a were bop. Like, we didn't mind it. It was like, kind of like, can you play that some more,
it's
please?
A great song. So. It is one of those songs I think goes on a little too long. There's that bit in the middle where it's like, dang,
I'm sorry, what? Are you saying Rhythm of the Night is not perfect?
You got me there. You got me there.
Wow. Wow.
Okay, I thought we were friends, but...
Well, despite that late game comeback...
that you could call it a comeback.
That couldn't make the difference. Round goes to Madison.
Oh, yeah.
She no longer has to do the Pip and the Dog voice. I release you of your punishment.
Thank God.
But Phil...
Oh, God.
You also get a punishment. And I have to say, when I put this... When I curated this quiz, I was taking gambles on who would do well in what round, and I assumed you would lose this round.
Okay.
So,
I mean, you're right.
The lack of confidence.
Hey, I support it.
But so, then I am kind of a music person, so.
You are. Yeah.
Well, not that Phil, you are not, but.
I'm a music person, just I just don't know the names of anything or anyone or any dates, so.
Mm. Yeah. You're really bad at verbs.
Yeah.
Or I'm sorry, nouns. Sorry, I'm really bad at grammar. <You're right.
laughs> I'm really bad at people, places, and things. You know, verbs.
Yeah, right. So your punishment. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
The punishment is loser has to sing Baby Got Back with one of the voice effects from Steve's soundboard chosen by Steve. Spoiler alert.
Oh, no. Please don't do
it's
that.
This one.
No. No.
And I had to do some finagling on my board. So
look at her butt. It is so big.
Do you know the words to Baby Got Back?
I mean, I know a lot of them.
Do you really? Off the top of your head?
I do.
So if I just turn.
Wording.
So how about I turn the effect on and you go as long as you can? Oh, I won't make you do the full song because that would be ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know the full song.
Do you want me to put the lyrics on my computer?
Nope. Okay. Nope. I'm going to do this raw.
Well, yeah. I'm going to because I want to.
Hold on. Say something.
Do I have to do the intro?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Do you want me to start you off?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Oh, my God, Becky. Look at her butt. It is so big. It's like one of those rap guys' girlfriends or something.
But, you know.
I actually don't know the rest of it. I kind of
who understands those rap guys?
Yeah.
They only talk to her.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a her face, you get sprung. Happy birthday, Steve.
All right, I will need you of that. Deep in the jeans she's wearing.
What the fuck?
I'm hooked in a can.
Hold on. That was such a great punishment, and I had to talk like Pippin for 30 minutes. What? I would have done that. Way over.
Then it like wouldn't Pippin. Have been a punishment.
Oh, that's Stevie, I want to get with you and take your picture.
Oh, I don't have the.
My homeboys try to warn me, but that butt you got makes me so horny.
Amazing.
It's funny because if you kept my normal voice and just pitched it up for that part, it would have worked.
Yeah, it would have actually. Yeah. I'm just curious because I did have a button here that would make Madison. Voice. I'm just curious what it sounds like.
This other bus can't deny.
The girl.
Wait, hold on.
I'm gonna read another part. Oh,
she's gonna bring another part. I thought this is not so much a punishment because Madison's like, I'm all on board.
Yeah, I know.
Let me do it. I want to sing "Baby Got Back." Yeah. So thanks. I want to thank the fiends for helping me out with those.
Put my voice back on the thing.
Okay.
My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hon.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Oh, yeah. Nicki Minaj has nothing on you, my guy.
Thank you.
Nothing. Especially with that butt department. That thing's a shelf.
Yeah. Phil got a little bit back.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be tough out there as we try to navigate the many twists and turns that life throws our way. Not every problem we face has an obvious or easy solution, but talking through these issues can always bring major benefits. So whether you're dealing with a career change, relationship help, or just getting used to your new normal, therapy helps you stay connected to what you really want while you navigate life, so you can move forward with confidence and excitement. I myself have benefited from therapy. I have benefited from from BetterHelp. I was struggling to find myself and figure out who I was post-divorce. BetterHelp matched me with an amazing therapist who taught me all about codependency, what it was, and ways I can combat it and realize my whole true self. So if it sounds like therapy is the right move for you, then give BetterHelp a try. It's online, convenient, flexible, and can work with your schedule. Filling out a brief questionnaire is all it takes to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time. To start your own therapy journey, visit betterhelp.com/streamingthings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/streamingthings.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, Stream Fiends. Over here at Streaming Things, we like to give a special shout out to all of our members of our Patreon, but we want to specifically shout out our super patrons for the month of August. So thank you, Becky Ledusky, Kaylee Sampson, Stanton Valentino, Huckleberry Cauliflower, Giancarlo Gasparin, Mike from New Hampshire, Brett X, Emily Scarano, Little Tickler, Svento7, Jay Scramo, AK Ashley Ray, Adam Busby, Wendy O'Loughlin, Jason Hawkins, Trey Barrera, Conrad, David Malfara, Professor Beth RN, Rabbit Dog in a Barbie Car, Jose Ruben Cruz Rodriguez, Charlie Friday, Alexis Adler, The Pedal Peddler, Emmy, Joe Velez, Valerie, John Collins, Amber McVeigh, Amanda King, Trisha Bueller, Sun Loving Mortal, Suzanne Rode, Jadinklage Morgoon, Jen Robinson, Kate, Kalisha Reeves, Aaron Armstrong, Kevin Strother, Jeanette Murphy, Ashley Powers, Stephen the Fifth, Casey McCain, and Enza. Thank you all so much, and back to the show.
Oh my god! Dump surprise! Truck. Surprise!
What?
It can't be a birthday party without a birthday surprise.
Bonus round. We got a bonus round now. This is not an official one of the four rounds. This is a bonus extra one I did not tell you about because I'm a little stinker.
Uh-oh.
Stinker.
I'm a little stinker.
A little stinker.
So hold on. Give me Ashley Madison. You can reach him. Do you see on the table to your left, there are two dry erase boards with a marker attached to them?
Yeah.
So can one to fill. You take one as well. You are going to be writing down things on this board. Do you guys have your phones with you?
Yes.
I am texting you a photo. Okay. This photo is a chart of different aliens from Star Wars. There are 24 different aliens on this list.
I got this.
What I need you to do is whoever can, you don't have to know all 24. You just have to tell me how many you do. Whichever one of you can give me the correct names of all the alien species or the most alien species.
Wait, their name or the type of alien they are?
The type of alien they are. You have to tell me the alien species. And whichever one of you can give me the most correct answers will be given a bonus point. And I will let you guys think about it for a few minutes. For you, the listener, I'll edit this out.
Yeah.
So you will not be sitting here for a really long time.
5 minutes later.
All right. After some deliberation, the two of you have made your answers to the 24 different alien species from Star Wars. Madison, let's start with you. You've been writing a lot over there. I'm interested to see what you got.
Well, you know, this is such a disadvantage for Phil because I knew all of the names of these aliens. Yeah. So much so that I didn't want to, you know, sweep the floor with them. So I, Phil, gave this round to you and just named these men.
These men,
innocent men and women, my first impressions. But I couldn't do that to Chewbacca. So my first number one is a Wookiee.
I also have Wookiee on my list. Yes.
Okay.
But, you know, I needed to give that to myself.
Sure.
But the rest, you know, I just wanted to be fun with it. So number two is it sand people? Actually, hold on. Maybe I gave myself another one. I just call them sand people.
It is not sand people. That is a different type of alien. Technically, okay. They're called Tusken Raiders. Sand people is a derogative term.
That's a slur.
So
sorry.
Maybe
I'm offensive.
She's canceled.
Yeah. I'm alienist.
You're alienist to the Tusken Raiders.
Jawa.
Yes, it is actually called a Jawa. Yep. All right. Number three.
Spiky heads.
Close. I believe they're called the Zabrax.
Yep. That is true. Number four.
Blobs.
Blobs. Yeah, that's not entirely inaccurate.
Jabba the Hutt. Well, it's Hutt, but
yeah. Okay. Yeah. Number five.
Martian Man.
Martian Man.
I don't know this one, so I'm going to go Blue Man Group.
You're both wrong. You're both wrong on that one. That is called a Chiss. That is the alien race of Grand Admiral Thrawn that will be featured in Ahsoka next week. Mm-hmm. This week, I'm sorry. Number six.
Slay Queen.
Slay Queen. Slay.
To be fair, the picture you picked is very slay. It's slay
just,
Queen.
It's just it's, very yeah. tits. Her tits are just out.
Yep.
I believe that is a Twi'lek.
That is a Twi'lek. Yeah. Notoriously often slaying in the galaxy. Number seven.
I believe that is called a lesser Slay Queen.
They are similar.
That's conservative Slay Queen. Yeah. It's you. Yeah.
Wearing a full turtleneck.
That's, can I have a little bit of slay as a treat?
No, I'm sorry. The real answer is a Togruten.
Mm.
Number eight.
I knew that. I knew that. Number eight.
Yep.
Lil Wookiees.
Lil Wookiees. Little Wookiees.
I don't even like the real name as much as Lil Wookiees.
Lil Wookiees is a much better name.
I know. Those are Ewoks.
Those are Ewoks.
But forever known for the rest of time as Lil Wookiees.
Lil Wookiees. Number nine.
Jersey Shore Guido.
Wow. Wow. In a weird way, you're that's very close to the character's name. That's kind of nuts.
The character's name is Greedo. Actually. So yeah. Close. Yeah. Yeah. But he is a Rodian.
That is true. He is a Rodian. Number 10.
Sketch artist gone wrong.
Sketch artist gone wrong. Okay. I like that. Phil, were you able to come up with its name?
For some reason, I am totally blanking and it makes me so mad. So I'm going to go Tuneman.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's not Tuneman. That is a Mon Calamari.
See, how did you not know that?
I know. I'm so stupid.
Hit him with it, Madison. Number 11.
None?
Oh, just because he has a hat.
He's wearing a nun hat. Okay.
N-U-N.
N-U-N. Okay. I like that, Phil.
He's a Nemoidian.
Nemoidian, yep.
Still off the bridge.
I fucking love Nemoidians so much. Number 12.
Decaying butterfly.
Decaying butterfly.
That's so good.
That's it's like the dehydrated husk of a butterfly for sure. Yeah,
that's a Geonosian.
Yeah, it is. Yep, that is correct. Number 13.
God, I can't wait for this one.
Mr. Underbite.
Is there a Mrs. He Underbite? Doesn't.
That's I hope so.
That's a Gamorrean.
Or another Mr. Underbite.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, that is a Gamorrean. You were correct, Phil. Number 14.
Lizard Man.
I also put Lizard Man.
Mm-hmm. That is a Trandoshan. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. That is a Trandoshan. Famously, they hunt Wookiees. Yes. Possibly little Wookiees.
No.
No.
Number 15.
Ninja.
Oh, Ninja. Like that.
I don't know the name of this one.
This is a Weequay.
Oh, that's right.
In fact, if you watch the show Mandalorian, the one Weequay character's name is Weequay.
Great. Creative.
Number 16.
Garlic head.
I see it. Yeah.
Love it.
That's a Bith.
That is a Bith.
See, I was close.
Yeah, close.
Number 17.
Less decaying butterfly.
Less decaying butterfly.
Toydarian?
That is a
Toydarian. Your mind tricks don't work on me. Only money.
Number 18.
My neck. My neck. My neck and my neck.
Holy shit.
This is the best. This is the best round of trivia
the
ever.
The funniest thing about that is if George Lucas had named them like M apostrophe neck, like Manek.
Manek.
People would be like, oh yeah. Yeah. Deep. Great. Deep.
Deep. Cool. Great. Yeah. He's a genius.
But that's a Caminoan.
I'll give you the point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, Caminoan. Man.
Sorry.
Come Caminoan. On, George.
Caminoan.
Number 19.
Binks my bussy.
Yes. Madison, you so bomb bad.
Never thought I would hear that in my life, but that's a Gungan.
That is a Gungan. Number 20.
An Orange County chopper man or Hulk Hogan's brother?
That's an Ugnaught.
That is an Ugnaught, which how would you like to be the alien species that's called an Ugnaught? It's rude.
I would Ugnaught like that.
21.
What?
Number 21.
What?
What?
Because that's the expression it has on its face.
What?
But W-U-T question mark.
What?
What?
What? You want me to what? It's an ishy tib.
Oh, that's right.
Number 22.
Period eyes.
Oh my God. Holy shit.
I told you these are unhinged.
Period eyes.
Film. Look into your period eyes. So bad.
I don't have a better answer than that.
Once a month, I look into your period eyes.
Jesus.
That is Utapon.
That's right.
Utapon.
Because they were on Utapau.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's right. That's the planet they're from. 23.
Octimouth.
Octimouth. Okay.
Yeah. See it?
Yeah.
Close. It's an Aqualish.
Oh.
This is actually a Quarren.
Oh, crap.
Wow,
you're thinking
Phil.
Of the dude in the bar that's like, he doesn't like you. Like the guy with they look more like walruses.
No, that's right. Yeah.
But no, that's a Quarren.
Womp womp.
And the last but not least, number 24.
Fuck them elbows.
Fuck them elbows. You're right.
Or wacky ass arms, man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true. I forget Sebulba's species name, so I'm just going to go with Banthapudu.
Banthapudu.
Yeah.
That sounded Simlish.
No, it's called a Doug.
A Doug. For some reason, so
they walk with their arms and their feet are actually their hands. So he's actually standing on his arms and his feet are his hands.
Gotcha.
And much like Sebulba, who always wins, Phil wins this round. He gets the extra point.
What?
Although I think we can all say the moral victory goes to Madison for crafting some fire ass.
Props to Madison.
Props.
Very unhinged name.
But that means Madison, you have a punishment.
Oh, okay.
This is another speaking one. Your favorite type of punishments. Your punishment is for the next full round, you have to end every sentence with "in my pants." So if you said, "I have to go to the bathroom,"
"in my pants."
Yes. Okay,
in my pants.
See, you're already getting it.
So much easier.
All right,
Pippin in my pants.
It is. But round three, here we go. This is a Family Feud style round. So what I have done is I asked the stream fiends themselves a series of questions. They all gave me a series of answers. I'm going to ask you the very same questions I gave them. The goal isn't to tell me what is the correct answer. Your goal is to tell me what you think the majority of stream fiends answered.
Okay.
And I will tell you, all of these questions are about the hosts of Streaming Things. Unless I say otherwise, the answers you can give is either Madison, Kit Laser, myself, Andy, Phil, Jimmy, or Alex.
So all of the quote unquote main hosts of streaming things that have ever appeared on the show, those are your possible answers unless I say otherwise. So does that make sense, everybody? You guys? Is that, yeah. Okay.
So our answers will only be the hosts of the show. Things. Yep. In my pants.
Yep. Okay. And again, you're answering what you think. Good job.
Thank you. In my pants.
All right, so let's get to the first question. The first question is, if the hosts of Streaming Things were characters in a fantasy novel, who would be the wise wizard?
Ooh.
Remember, you get a, remember your buzz noise.
Boing.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
In Madison. My pants. Steve, wait.
Yeah.
That's why this is the punishment.
That's a complete sentence, though, so you can just say a word, right?
Yeah.
Well, Steve is the answer.
There's a period.
In my pants.
Okay.
Nice job.
Oh, I got to turn the volume on that.
Nice job.
Good job, Madison. You have struck first blood. The fiends did, in fact, choose me as the wise wizard. Andy was at 29%. Phil actually secured 13%.
Mm. Oh,
Kit was 9%. Madison, you're at 5%. Jimmy was 4%. Alex was 3%. Next question. If the hosts of Streaming Things were professional athletes, who would determine or who would dominate in their respective sport?
Ooh, buzz.
Phil.
I feel like Andy would do it.
You would suck.
Sorry, that is incorrect. Madison, do you have a guess? Who would dominate in their respective sport? It is not Andy.
Madison, in my pants?
Nice job. Oh,
it
nice.
Is Madison. And I have to say, it was a landslide. Madison, you won with 50% of the Damn. Vote. Wow. Andy was second with only 18%. And then it goes down from there. Poor Alex was left at 4%.
Okay. Do you play a sport?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Which
well,
sport?
I played softball in high school. I played just recreational sports all throughout college. In my pants. I think on the show I talked about being a quarterback for a flag football team.
Oh, I missed that.
In my pants.
Jeez.
In my pants.
In my pants.
All right. So good job, Madison. You are at 2. Phil, you have 0 so far.
Yay.
If the hosts of Streaming Things were characters in a video game, who would be the ultimate boss battle?
Buzz.
Phil.
I feel like Kit Laser is a good final boss name. So
Kit Laser?
Yeah.
Nice job.
Got You're it. On the board. Kit Laser won that question with 44% of the vote. Also nice. A landslide. Madison, nice. You were number 2 with 16%.
Mm.
And Phil, unfortunately, you were last with 3%.
Hey, I get vote. It. I get it.
I mean, you're just so lovable. You don't want
like,
to fight you.
I'm like Rick the Technician boss fight in
Jedi
yeah,
Survivor.
Yeah.
Can I For the Empire and then just get trashed.
Can yeah. I ask, are there double or are there... Like, will there be 2 Steve answers?
Oh, yeah.
Or is it elimination?
What do you mean by that?
Like, since we guessed Kit for this one, can Kit win in future
yes,
questions?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So people can win multiple
can
times.
Can you name the hosts again in my pants?
Yes. Yes, there's myself, Kit, Andy.
You.
Hold on. Kit, Andy, me, Madison, Phil, Jimmy, Alex.
Okay.
Yeah.
So those are the 4. And if you ever like, hey, I think it's this person, but I can't remember their name because I've never actually interacted with Jimmy or Alex mm-hmm. outside of listening to the podcast, then you can be like, who's that one guy? And I can
I can
suss out who you mean. Okay, next question. If the hosts of Streaming Things were characters in a horror movie, who would be the one to survive?
Boing.
Madison.
Jimmy.
You would suck.
Sorry, that is incorrect. Phil, do you have a guess? Who would be the one to survive a horror film?
I'm going to go with Andy on that one.
You would suck.
I am sorry. This is another landslide. It's Madison.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Good for you. Okay.
Madison won with 43% of the vote. Andy's at 18. I'm at 13. Kit's at 11. Jimmy is at 9. And I think a lot of listeners are forgetting that Jimmy is like... a war person, all right? Like he served, okay?
Yeah. He survived.
He's a vet.
That's why my mind went there first in my pants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for adhering to the punishments. Yes. I really appreciate that.
This one is easy to inherit, so. In my pants.
Thank you.
Thank you. Conversely, the next question, if the hosts of Streaming Things were characters in a horror movie, who would be the first
to die.
Boing.
Madison.
That would be Kit Laser.
Nice job.
Oh, no.
That is correct. Kit Laser, with 32% of the vote, was deemed first to probably die in a horror film. Oh, again, Jimmy was second at 24%. I don't think people remember that part about him.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry, bud.
All right, next question. If the host of Streaming Things were members of a band, who would be the lead singer?
Buzz.
Phil.
Steve.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's not me, as much as I would want it to be.
Yeah.
Madison, do you have a guess?
Andy in my band.
I'm sorry.
He's literally a musician.
I know, that's why I said that.
Yeah.
The winner was Kit Laser,
okay,
who a couple episodes ago did say he was the lead singer in the band when he and Andy were in a band.
Well, we just guessed him.
Yeah. Kit won in a landslide with 50%. I was second place with 20%.
See?
Yeah. You do have a good voice, in my pants.
Oh, you're too kind. You're too kind. Who among the hosts of Streaming Things would you be most excited to have cook a meal for you?
Boing.
Madison.
Phil.
Yeah, my pants. Oh. Sorry, it's not Phil.
Yeah, I can't cook worth a shit.
So. Sorry.
Who do you think the fiends will pick?
Andy.
Shockingly, it should be Andy.
Yeah, I feel like he's good at...
He is.
Yeah.
Andy's very good at cooking. He's super into like barbecue. Yeah. It should be Andy. He was second place with 33% of the vote. The winner. And this proves how much I have fooled every single person who listens to the podcast with 38%. They picked me, a person who famously only cooks pizza rolls. So if you want pizza rolls, you're getting it, everybody. Come on over. I'm making you the best pizza rolls you can ever have.
Steve eats Little Caesar's pretzel crust nacho pizza.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying this man likes...
Fucks?
Yeah, this man fucks.
Oh, man, you fools. It should have been Andy.
Should have been Andy.
Next question. Who among the hosts of Streaming Things would you vote to be named coolest kid in class had they attended your high school?
Oh, Buzz.
Phil.
Madison.
Nice job.
Thank you.
Nice job.
Finally.
Madison won with 40% of the vote.
Aww.
Andy was at 20%. Sadly, Phil, you were last at
3%. No, they're right. I was not cool.
Okay.
We did a Star Trek podcast together. I was not cool.
I know, right? I was never in the cars.
I must have fooled everybody because I was not cool in high school.
You fooled me. I often say that, Madison, you're the coolest person I know.
Oh, well, that's very... Yeah. I appreciate that.
The next question. Okay, actually, finish this question.
Okay.
Who the fuck is blank?
Andy.
You gotta buzz in.
Buzz. Andy.
You would fuck.
Sorry.
Boing.
Madison.
Alex? In my pants?
You suck.
I've never met Alex.
I'm sorry. The answer is Jimmy.
Oh.
If you remembered our Last of Us coverage when Andy left the show, the ongoing joke was, who the fuck is Jimmy? Because Andy had just left.
You know what? I just missed that because I thought the joke was, who the fuck is Andy? Because Jimmy was on the show. Forgot that detail. Sorry.
Yeah, because Jimmy stepped up and took over the Last of Us coverage when Andy first left.
And he did a great job.
And he did a wonderful job. I think a lot of people really, really miss Jimmy. We've been trying to get him back on for a while. But he did a great job. And so the joke was always, who the fuck is Jimmy?
That's funny.
Our last question. And I will say, so I'm gonna ask the question first.
Okay.
And then I will tell you the options you have.
Okay.
Because I think if I tell you the options, it might give away what the question is.
Okay.
It's one of those. Okay. The question is, when you first started listening to Streaming Things, did you have a hard time telling Steve and Andy's voices apart? The answers are yes, no, I'm not convinced Andy isn't just one of Steve's voice characters, or I started listening after Andy left.
Wait, what?
When you first started listening to Streaming Things, did you have a hard time telling Steve and Andy's voices apart? The options to answer are yes, no, I'm not convinced Andy isn't just one of Steve's voice characters, or I started listening after Andy left.
Boing.
Madison.
C.
The I'm not convinced?
Yep.
You suck.
In my pants.
I mean, the fact that this is even a question suggests that yes is the answer, so I'm going to go with yes.
No,
Nice job.
That is correct. With 52% of the vote, people had a hard time telling myself and Andy's voices apart.
That's so wild to me because you guys don't sound.
I don't think you sound similar.
I know. It's one of those things where like I never would have thought of in my wildest dream, but when the show kind of started picking up, that was like a thing that kept getting emailed to us more and more and more, and it was just kind of like, oh, I guess I never even thought of that. Interesting.
Maybe it's because like Kit has such like a good like radio voice that.
And the other two just sound like dog shit.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying Kit is so like, you know exactly when he speaks because he's got such a distinct, like crisp, deep voice mm-hmm. that like compared to Kit, anybody's going to sound the same. Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, he does have his voice is definitely like much more different than ours. He has like a different cadence of speaking. And
yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't confuse our voices in my pants.
Okay, so with that, both of you are tied with 3 points, but there needs to be a winner. So what I have done is I actually asked the Fiends more than 10 questions in case this happens. So I'm going to pull one of the other questions we did not use as a tiebreaker. And whoever wins this round will win the round. I mean, that okay. seems nice. Self-explanatory.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, lowest common denominator is who I'm talking to.
Smooth, Steve.
The question is, who among the hosts of Streaming Things would you want as your co-pilot on a cross-country road trip?
Boing.
Madison.
Steve, in my pants.
Nice job.
Madison pulls it out.
Let's go.
Way to go, in Madison. Hey, the round's over. You don't have to do that anymore. Yeah. So, Phil, you have lost that round. Madison gets the point for the round. That actually means the two of you are tied overall. Two rounds versus two rounds.
We are really evenly matched.
I know. Yeah, this we're
is
killing
good.
It.
Yeah, quite good. Evenly matched. This is like maybe the most competitive trivia we've ever had in our stream games.
Got it.
But Phil, you do, sorry to tell you it, you do get a punishment.
That's okay. Bring it on.
And this one is the most publicly embarrassing one.
Oh, no.
Madison, there's a shirt on that stand there. Will you pull that out for me? So this is a shirt. It's mm-hmm. it's Care Bears. It says, "Careful, I'm grumpy."
Yeah.
You're going to not only wear that for the rest of the game, but you're going to take an embarrassing selfie with it on, and we will post it on the Streaming Things official Instagram page.
Perfect. I love this. This isn't a punishment. I love this.
You're fucking kidding me. All I'm saying is, the punishments have been very one-sided, in my opinion.
I'm just saying you lost the wrong rounds.
I guess so. I would happily put that on and take a selfie.
I mean, there's a simple solution to this, Madison, and that's simply do better.
I guess. Right? It's like, fuck me, right?
As the kids say, get good.
Yes.
Do I get to keep this?
If you want it, sure.
It's actually kind of a sleigh.
You're actually, yeah, you're rocking it, honestly.
I love
show
that.
The camera. Show the camera. The,
there you go.
Bring it up a little bit.
I'm sorry.
Here. There you go. Check that out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Careful. He's grumpy because he lost a round.
Joke's on you. I'm not grumpy.
That brings us to the final round of trivia. You guys are both tied. It all comes down to this. Okay. The final piece of trivia. And listener, you know me. You know I love you. And I hope you love me too. And you know that if I was going to concoct a trivia game for people to play, I would not skip out on President's Day trivia.
Oh, my fucking God.
That's right. The last and final round is President's Day trivia. Most of these questions.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to throw you guys a bone. Unlike past years, these are multiple choice.
Okay, good.
Okay.
So either a multiple choice. Most of them, not all of them, but a lot of them are mostly geared around like, who's this person's favorite movie? So obviously it's got to be a present from the last like half a century.
Sure.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
As ready as I'll
ever be. Do you have any
questions
before we start President's Day trivia?
No.
Nope.
All right. Remember to buzz in and give me your answer. I will give you the multiple choices though first.
Okay. All right.
First question. What U.S. vice president once wrote a scathing op-ed on Disney's animated Mulan calling it, quote, mischievous liberal propaganda and saying, quote, despite her delicate feature and voice, Disney expects us to believe that Mulan's integrity and courage are enough to carry her to military success on an equal basis with their cloddish cohorts. Was it Dick Cheney, Mike Pence, George H.W. Bush, or Dan Quayle?
Boing.
Madison.
Is it A?
Dick Cheney?
You would suck.
Sorry, it is not Dick Cheney. Phil.
Is it B?
Mike Pence?
No, not Mike Pence. Well, yeah, sure.
Was it Mike Pence?
Sure, it's Mike Pence.
Who did you think it was?
I don't know. So I just guessed B because she guessed A. Okay.
But you're guessing Mike Pence?
Yeah, sure.
Nice job. Right.
Oh,
nice
wow.
job.
Okay.
It was Mike Pence. I don't know if
he
guys...
was vice president when Mulan.
Well, no, he became vice president. So,
oh.
so these don't have to be in office when they make.
I was misinterpreting.
I don't know if you guys knew this, but before Mike Pence was vice president, before he was even governor of Indiana, he was a conservative talk radio host.
Oh.
And so, like most talk show radio hosts who are conservative, they just talk about stuff that happens in the world. And he apparently went off on Disney's Mulan famously.
Okay. Because I thought, Mulan was like early 2000s, like who was vice president during that?
Wasn't Mulan like late 90s?
I thought it was 2004. I could be wrong.
No, it came out before that.
Let's right. Well, because you had Beauty and the Beast and you had...
1998.
Oh.
Mulan 2 came out in 2004.
Mulan was after Pocahontas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and for sure. Pocahontas was like 92.
95?
Oh, I don't remember what Pocahontas was. I can look it up real quick. Let's see. 95. Pocahontas 95. Was 95.
Got it.
Okay. So that
also very
first
controversial.
That first point goes to Phil.
Well done.
Next question. Listen up. Here we go. Which U.S. president was quoted as saying, "I wish I had James Bond on my staff"? Was it Richard Nixon, Donald Trump, Gerald Ford, or John F. Kennedy?
Boing.
Madison.
Was it Richard Nixon?
You would suck.
Sorry, it was not Tricky Dick. Phil, do you have a guess?
Sounds like something Trump would say, so sure.
You know, suck.
I'm sorry. The correct answer was John F. Kennedy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. Apparently he was a big fan. Actually, that is true. There is a lot of articles of him, like he would watch a lot of 007 movies in the White House Family Theater.
Interesting.
So no one gets a point for that. Next question. Which U.S. president was such a fan of the movie Patton starring George C. Scott that they would often rant and rave about it to literally anybody who would listen? Was it Richard Nixon, Dwight D. Eisenhower, Lyndon B. Johnson, or Harry S. Truman?
Boing.
Madison.
Is it Harry S. Truman?
You would suck.
I'm sorry, it is not.
I'm literally guessing.
Dwight Eisenhower.
You would suck.
No one gets a point for that one either. It was Richard Nixon.
Oh.
Of course, a controversial president would really be into the story of a controversial war general.
Yeah.
I did throw Dwight D. Eisenhower in there as like a,
yeah,
like a ha, maybe he knew him.
Yeah.
next question. So no one gets a point for that. Next question. According to Entertainment Weekly and The Guardian, which U.S. president cited the movie Home Alone as their favorite movie of all time?
Jimmy Carter.
Oh, I got to give you, hold on. I got to give you the options.
Okay.
Gerald Ford, Donald Trump, Jimmy Carter, or Joe Biden.
Buzz, Jimmy Carter. Damn it. It seems like a thing that he would like, though.
It does, right?
Yeah,
right,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Madison, Gerald Ford, Donald Trump, not Jimmy Carter, or Joe Biden cited Home Alone as their favorite movie of all time.
I'm going to say Joe Biden.
Fuck.
You're wrong, Jack. Joe Biden doesn't deal with that malarkey, all right?
I just like to say Jimmy Carter's favorite movie is Homeward Build because he builds homes.
You fuck.
Just go.
Goodbye. No, the correct answer will surprise you. It's Gerald Ford.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And he actually, he said that after his presidency. Like it was
it came out after his
presidency. I was about to say, he's old.
Yeah. He's dead now.
Well, yeah. He died in 2006. When did Home Alone get released?
92?
93?
90. 90? Oh, wow.
Okay, he had 16 years to chill with that movie. All right.
I really was hoping I would trip you guys up with Donald Trump. Like, I was in the sequel. I really liked that movie.
Oh, that's right.
Well, again, so Phil is the only one who has a point this round.
Yeah.
This is true President's Day trivia, like, tradition.
Yes.
I fucking love it. I eat it up. Give it to me.
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Even though I know nothing about presidents.
Next question. Which president was the first to watch an X-rated film in the White House Family Theater? Bonus point if you can guess the movie. The options are for the president, John F. Kennedy, Bill Clinton, Jimmy Carter, or Ronald Reagan.
Oh, buzz, buzz.
Phil.
Clinton.
You
really?
I'm sorry, it's not Bill. It's not William.
What were the options?
John F. Kennedy, Jimmy Carter, or Ronald Reagan.
I'm going to say JFK.
You fuck.
I'm sorry. Can either of you guess what the movie was?
You said it was R-rated.
It's X-rated.
X-rated.
Is it Reagan?
No, it's Jimmy Carter.
What?
Hold on. But you said it's X-rated?
It's X-rated.
He watched a...
X-rated doesn't necessarily mean porn, especially when Jimmy Carter was president. It just means a hard R.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, because... Yeah,
the color purple.
It is not the color purple. Did you just Google X-rated films right over there?
Is it Faces of Death?
No, it is not Faces of Death.
I have no idea.
Jimmy Carter was watching Midnight Cowboy.
Mm. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So again, Phil, still only you're still living high. With
I just
one
gotta
point.
Get one.
No, you don't. Please let me win this round.
This is the last round.
We trade off. I lost the last round, so I get to win this round.
What was that noise you just made? Next question. Which president accidentally took part in a promotional advertising campaign for 1983's Octopussy when he was quoted as saying, 007 is really a 10? Was it George H.W. Bush, Jimmy Carter, Donald Trump, or Ronald Reagan?
Buzz, buzz.
Phil.
That feels like a Reagan thing.
Nice job.
Way to
you
go.
You gotta get two now.
I know.
Way to go. That was
my chances have gone down significantly.
Apparently, he thought he was talking to like British press just in general about the character, and he was just doing like a president's folksy, like ha ha ha, but he didn't know it was like an actual paid advertisement that they would use his likeness for. Oh my God. All right. Next question. Which movie was listed as Bill Clinton, Ronald Reagan, and Dwight D. Eisenhower's favorite movie of all time? Was it 1952's High Noon, 1939's Stagecoach, 1960's The Magnificent Seven, or 1956's The Searchers? All Westerns.
Boing.
Madison.
Magnificent Seven.
You fuck.
It is not The Magnificent Boing. Seven. Phil.
Searchers?
You fuck.
I'm sorry. Searchers is actually Lyndon B. Johnson's favorite movie, but Bill Clinton, Ronald Reagan, and Dwight D. Eisenhower's favorite movie was 1952's High Noon. Mm. In fact, Bill Clinton screened it 17 times in the White House Family Theater during his administration.
I can't wait till they ride in the horses. I love it when they ride in on the horsies.
Oh my gosh.
Monica, get in here.
All right, Phil, you have two questions or two answers. I'm sorry. You have 2 points on the board. Here we go. We have three more questions. Next up, what movie did Barack Obama tell Katie Couric was his favorite movie of all time? Was it Field of Dreams?
High Noon.
The Godfather, The Shawshank Redemption, or Big Trouble in Little China?
Boing. Is it Shawshank Redemption?
Yes!
No, it is not Shawshank Redemption.
What was the first one again?
Field of Dreams.
That one.
You look fuck.
I'm sorry.
Is it Little Big?
The Godfather.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Would you have shit your pants?
I honestly would have shit my pants if you said Big Trouble in Little China.
Let me be clear. I'm a big fan of Big Trouble in Little China. It's one of my favorite movies.
The Godfather? Really?
It's on my list.
No, it seems very cliche for him.
I know.
It's probably a canned response.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah. According to Interview with Katie Couric, that was his
interesting
response.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Barack.
Our next question, penultimate question.
which president holds the record for most films screened in the White House Family Theater with a whopping 480 films screened?
I actually know this one.
Because I've actually asked this before in previous President's Day trivia. Wow,
thanks.
I need to remember, but read off the list.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Bill Clinton, John F. Kennedy, Jimmy Carter, or George W. Bush?
Boing.
I think it's Madison.
Go for it.
Is it Bush?
It's not Bush.
It was Carter, right?
Nice.
It was Jimmy Carter. Because he's such a huge movie fan that even though he's a one-term president, he holds that record of just watching movies on the reg, right?
Damn, dude.
That motherfucker's 98 years old. He's still alive. What?
That motherfucker's 98?
He's decrepit looking.
Oh, he's 98.
I know.
When 98 years old look as good, you will not.
Yeah. He's a decaying butterfly.
All right, our last question, Madison. Let's see if you can get it.
I won't, but
I mean, Madison, if you get this one, you win the round.
Oh, bullshit. Come on.
I won't, so don't worry.
You know what? No. Yes, let's do that.
Do you agree?
Let's do that. Winner takes all.
Shake on it.
With winner takes all.
Shake on it. All right, winner take all with this movie. What 1993 movie stars Kevin Klein, who plays the president, and his impersonator, who is thrust into the presidential spotlight? Fun fact, this movie's Oval Office set was reused more than 25 times for television movies like Pelican Brief, Hot Shots, Clearing Present Danger, and Absolute Power. Your answers are the American
president. Hold on. Say it again.
Wait, are you Googling this?
No, I didn't.
Okay. What 1993 movie stars Kevin Klein, who plays the president and his impersonator, who is thrust into the presidential spotlight? Is it The American President, Wag the Dog, Dave, or The President Vanishes?
Buzz.
Phil.
Dave.
Nice job.
Nice.
It took 3 goddamn years, but someone finally answered the Dave question right. Thank you so much, Phil. You win the round, and thus you win the birthday trivia.
Well done.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Well done. Congratulations, sir.
You know what?
That
we are really well matched.
We are.
So good job.
Heck yeah. Good job to you.
Good job.
Thank you guys so much for taking part in this quiz.
No, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
But that's not all.
Oh.
Madison. You've lost the game.
Oh, shit.
That means you have a punishment. One final punishment.
Okay.
That punishment is you have to prank call Andy. You have to. You don't have Andy's number, right?
I don't have Andy's number.
I'll give you his number. You have to prank call him. And I'm going to connect your phone to my board so we can hear his side of the conversation as well as yours. You will only have to talk through the mics, but we will mute ourselves.
Yeah.
Do we tell him afterwards that this is a prank call?
No, we hang up on him.
This is amazing.
All right, Madison, I have given you Andy's phone number. You are going to call him and prank him. Phil and I will mute Phil and I so he can't hear us, but we will be able to hear him. Are you ready to call him?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Give him a call. I'm muting us now.
Hi, is this Andy?
Yeah.
Hi, Andy. My name's Rachel. This is going to sound really weird, but I signed on, I received a package recently, and after I signed for it, I realized it had your information on it. Do you
My address?
Yeah.
Was it a mattress?
No, actually, it was. It's kind of like a small box. It says Jerry Jugs Weekly on it.
It says what?
Jerry Jugs Weekly. It has
Jerry Jugs.
Yeah, Jerry's Jugs. It has there's no images on it, but there's tape on it that has little penises on it.
What?
I'm sorry. It's just, it's funny because I know it's a gag gift, but it was addressed to me. So I think it was just delivered to the wrong person.
Okay.
So, I mean, I guess I could just forward you this package and send it. But then again, I guess it might just come back to me because it obviously has your address on it.
I mean, yeah, I feel like I need to know what's inside of it. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, you should.
Jerry Jugs and a bunch of dicks. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, please, by all means, go ahead. Go along.
Yeah. And my name's Rachel Tensions. If you want to save my number and I can let you know when I send it and send you the tracking number.
What would you say your name was?
Rachel Tensions.
Rachel Tensions.
Exactly how it sounds.
I guess just let me know whenever you send it my way.
All right.
I'm excited to find out.
Yeah, it's really heavy.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Just let me know.
We'll do, Andy.
Hey, honey, is that the guy who wants the Jerry's Jugs?
Yeah.
Tell him he's a son of a bitch and I hate his ass.
Honey, calm down.
Hi, Andy. How you doing, buddy? did you fall for that? Were you like, hey, what?
This is Madison.
Yes, this is Madison.
Okay. What the fuck is Rachel Tensions?
Well, we just watched Tu Wong Fu, and that was RuPaul's drag name was Rachel Tensions. Well, we just wanted to call you and say hi, and we love you, and everyone misses you.
Oh, dude, I'm bummed. I wanted the package.
I'll go online and I'll try to find you some Jerry's Jokes Weekly.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. We'll let you go. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Of course. All right. Love you guys.
All right. Bye.
Love you, man. Bye.
That went better than I had ever expected it to.
I know, right?
You killed that.
Yeah.
Good job.
You were so convincing. Like, he legit believed that someone out there was like, I guess I'm getting this jug, man.
He's like, it's a heavy box, but it's small.
Small. Yeah.
Is it a mattress?
It's full of penises.
When you said, yeah, my name's Rachel Tensions, and he goes, Rachel Tensions?
I don't know what part he like caught on, but I was like, we had him for a little bit.
Nice job.
Well, guys, this has been the best birthday present I think anyone could have ever given me. So thank you, Madison. Thank you, Phil. Thank you, Fiends, for helping me make this.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I hope you guys had fun.
No, my face hurts from laughing so much.
Yeah, I have a headache now. Trying to keep my laughter quiet.
Is it a mattress?
Well, we know Andy's in the market for a mattress.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Well, listeners, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We always appreciate knowing that you're there. If you would like to get in contact with us, you can always do so by writing in at streamingthingspod@gmail.com. You can leave a review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to us. Make sure it's a 5-star review. We really like those. Follow us on Instagram, Streaming Things Pod official on the gram. That way you can see Phil's embarrassing selfie that he's going to go take. And also, I will be putting up the aliens board on there as well so you guys can see what they were looking at this whole time.
Yeah.
Before we go, do you guys have any last words?
Thank you, Steve, for putting this on. This was so much fun. And... You put a lot of work and effort in, it really showed, and good for you. Congrats. And happy early birthday.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Yes. As listeners, when you listen to this, it will be Monday. My birthday is Sunday, so it will have passed. I'll be 36 by the time you listen to this, but thank you all for the birthday wishes.
Yeah. Yes.
Appreciate it.
I would just like to add in my pants to what she just said.
Mm-hmm. Deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
In the voice of Pippin.
Oh, Pippin the dog. With that, guys, my name has been Steve.
I'm Phil.
My name is Madison.
And I am Steve. Thanks for listening and happy streaming.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.